With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
We will good morning and welcome to a Monday on the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Hope you had a great weekend. Locally, our summer weather was absolutely off the charts, near record-breaking. We hit 31 degrees yesterday, and now the weather's going to take a turn. We got the winds blowing, and it is going to get cool. We're going to see a minus 4 this week. Can you believe it? October is going to rear its ugly head soon enough. Hey, today is Orange Shirt Day. Today, wearing an orange shirt in the beach bunker. Day, a national day of truth and reconciliation. We'll tell you what that's all about and what's going on locally today, because there are a lot of people that will be enjoying the day off in this country. First time in Manitoba, it's a stat holiday. Also, we lost Kris Kristofferson over the weekend. We'll remember the singer, the songwriter, the actor. Saturday Night Live over the weekend had its debut. And how did it go? Was it good? What was Maya Rudolph? Did she show up to do Kamala Harris? We'll do the rundown for you in case you missed it, in case you were sleeping on Saturday night. And it was my birthday weekend, yes, too. We did manage to sneak in some fun. Someone turned the heat off. And actually, this doesn't happen very often, but we are going to experience what they call a temperature abnormality today. Your weather and road update, by the way, brought to you by WestmanShuttle.com. Your first-class ride from Brandon to Winnipeg is on WestmanShuttle.com. Call 204-730-2333. We're seeing a little bit of precipitation on the radar there. We're already at our daytime high. Oh, how cold is it going to be? They're saying like 12 or 13, which is a far cry from the 31 degrees that we had over the weekend. Incredible weather on the weekend. The frost dog is going to bite us in the bum on Thursday, minus 4. And so then we're going to see the leaves change. Then we're going to see a pop of color like we haven't seen in years, because it's like summer has been hanging on. We haven't had any frost. And so 17 was our high earlier this morning, and we'll see 17 Tuesday, Wednesday 16, then 14 Thursday. Still lots of sunshine, though, so if there's still some harvest to clean up, at least there's that. But we need to get ready for frost. I think everybody's got everything off the garden and all that. I don't think there's too much left on the garden, as it were. The National Day of Reconciliation is it's a Canadian holiday, and as we do in Canada an awful lot, we like to kind of roll things out slowly, so we don't leave anybody behind. So the first year or two, some provinces were closing things up, some were going to work, and so on and so forth. And I think it's still kind of a patchwork, to be honest with you. It is a federal holiday today. And for the first time in our province, our state, it's a holiday here. As time goes on and more people get used to September 30th is going to be a day, you know, where things are closed. No one's going to work, especially government workers. They won't be on the job today. But a lot of retail will be open today. A lot of restaurants, shopping centers, liquor stores, all that. But expect your favorite store like Sunday hours as opposed to what they would do normally during the week. So. Here is the Orange Shirt Walk that will go at noon today, and they're going to have some shirts for sale at the Riverbank Discovery Center should you need some. And 12 noon, the Orange Shirt Walk will leave the Riverbank Discovery Center grounds, head west on Kirkcaldy Drive, and cross 18th Street onto Remembrance Road, Grand Valley Road. The 3-kilometer walk will go past the Brandon Research Station and turn up the hill towards the original site of Brandon's residential school. So that's what's going to happen today at 12 noon. So if you are not part of this walk, but happen to be in your vehicle down around the Corral Center, and you're wondering, what the heck is going on? What is this all about? Why is the traffic all kind of backed up? I'm sure there'll be police there that will help guide the parade. And keep everybody safe and keep everybody from blowing away. Oh, 80 kilometer hour winds. Well, if they're going to have flags, they're going to be flapping. At 12 noon, for those with young children and elders, we will be offering a very short Orange Shirt Walk using the paved trails at the Riverbank Discovery Center. The main Orange Shirt Walk will leave, and this will begin being led by an elder. This walk is aimed at families with very young children, those with mobility aids and elders that may find the longer walk difficult, which is kind of nice. Unless you have got some kind of sail that you can put. Again, the wind is going to be a bit of a factor. 80 kilometer an hour. Look at that. This is a previous walk. So look at how they're getting bigger and bigger every year. And like I started the show, I think more and more people will be taking the day off. More and more people will be taking time to recognize the day as time goes on, because it's still a relatively new holiday, 2021. Till 5 o'clock this afternoon, Indigenous Artists Market Tent. There's going to be a free barbecue lunch. Yes, you heard right. That magic word. Free, free, free barbecue lunch. Again, hang on to your hat. Hang on to your buns. Think I'm blown away. There'll be some singing and some entertainment to end the day. So lots of stuff planned. And there you go. There's the rundown. Sunrise Credit Union locations are closed today because it is Truth and Reconciliation Day. Sunrise Credit Union, with 19 locations across southwestern Manitoba, they took some time to support the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. Some Sunrise staff posing for some pictures on Friday and happened to share these. Looking fantastic, crew, in your orange shirts. Yes, wear orange if you've got it today. And again, they will be open for business again tomorrow, with 19 locations to serve you right across southwestern Manitoba. Cooperative banking done the right way. They are your friends at Sunrise Credit Union. And you've always got time for Tim Hortons. Don't forget that today at Tim Hortons, they're going to be selling something very, very special. It is the Orange Sprinkle Donut, and 100% of the proceeds will be donated to Indigenous charities. Something to keep in mind as you get the nibblies on this early Monday morning. I'd like a donut. Well, this is how you can help out the cause and support the Indigenous charities for today only, the Orange Sprinkle Donut. And don't forget, they also have those Halloween treats in limited quantities, those glow-in-the-dark Halloween buckets, the glow-in-the-dark Halloween mugs, and I mean limited quantities. I got to stress this because they sell these things out almost every year, and they're so popular. Tim Hortons of Westman and area, with 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. And good morning to our friends at Skydancer Casino. Just a 90-minute drive south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. Open 7 days a week and 24 hours, Thursday through Saturday. Turtle Island Adventure Water Park is there. Hunter Hayes show is coming up on November the 2nd. We'll be live streaming that Saturday from the casino. Speaking of which, we do have another live stream show that we just announced over the weekend. Details on that coming up in just a second. But looking forward to the second ticket pickup party for Hunter Hayes. Going to be a big show. Going to be a great party at the Skydancer Casino. Check out SkydancerCasino.com for more details on the latest water park hotel deal, the great dining, and more at Skydancer Casino in Belcourt, where the sky's the limit. Now to Kris Kristofferson, the legendary singer and Hollywood actor, passed away after an incredible run. What an amazing career. And this guy wrote a lot of songs. You may say to yourself, he wrote that? Like, if you do a quick Google search on Kris Kristofferson, this guy wrote a lot of music. He was probably more successful and made more money writing songs than actually singing songs, although I'm sure you're familiar with a few of the songs that he sang.
Country music singer, songwriter, and actor Kris Kristofferson has passed away at age 88. The accomplished entertainer lived a long life in the spotlight.
And correspondent Kelly Beeson now has a look at his work.
Kris Kristofferson made a name for himself as a songwriter and recording artist, writing music for some of the biggest names in the industry.
Good enough for me and my
Bobby. He wrote me and Bobby McGee, see?
But Kristofferson nearly didn't put pen to paper, at first following in his father's military steps. His father was an Air Force Major General who pushed him in that direction. The high school athlete was, among other things, a Golden Gloves boxer who played football at Panoma College. But it was his grades, not his athleticism, that got noticed. His short stories were published in the Atlantic Monthly, and he earned a Rhodes Scholarship to Oxford. He joined the Army and flew helicopters. But the Army didn't want him on the front lines. Instead at West Point, teaching literature. Kristofferson had different ideas and headed to Nashville. There, he was a janitor at a recording studio and flew helicopters on the side. He once landed in Johnny Cash's backyard to hand him a song he had written.
And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad. So
all the man in black, Johnny Cash.
Cash took Sunday Morning Coming Down to number one. And it was named Song of the Year in 1970.
Here's a song that Kris wrote, 10 years ago? And I sang it, and I loved it, and I've been singing it so long, I've kind of claimed it all for my own, but I would really be honored if you'd sing it with me. You mind?
Well, up to now, that was the proudest moment of my life. So this might be the proudest.
The song perhaps mirroring Kristofferson's lifestyle. He was shy and said drinking gave him confidence to sing. But his drinking became notorious. In 1976, he reportedly was drunk while making an SNL appearance, the show scrapping his opening monologue.
Ooh, I'd like to see that. I wonder if that, I'm going to have to Google that.
In the end, he had three wives and eight children, with success coming in many forms for the songwriter. He went on to form a band in the 80s with country music greats Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, and Waylon Jennings called the Highwaymen.
That's amazing. That would have been a concert to see the Highwaymen.
Texas name, Willie Nelson. They call us the Highwaymen.
Kristofferson's rugged good looks translated into an equally successful acting career, starring in many movies like the cult trucker film Convoy with Ally McGraw and alongside Barbara Streisand in A Star Is Born.
Now, the music icon, as we mentioned, passed away at the age of 88 in his Maui home. He was surrounded by loved ones, and his family did put out a statement saying, "We're all so blessed for our time with him." No cause of death was given.
The Highwaymen were just an amazing group. I wish, boy, if I had a time machine to go back and catch a concert, that would be pretty damn good. See those guys. Be pretty damn good. Saturday Night Live, if anybody comes across that opening monologue, I'm going to try and find that. I'm sure somebody's got it somewhere. Saturday Night Live, by the way, had their debut this weekend. It's the 50th season of Saturday Night Live. Maya Rudolph was on playing Kamala Harris and did an amazing job. That was a highlight for me. Otherwise, the episode was kind of meh. We'll have some of it coming up next hour when we move over to Twitch. I don't know, for taking the whole summer off. There was so much to catch up on, so much news-related content that they could have done. So there we go. This is Saturday afternoon. I want to go and get myself a hamburger at La Rocca. It's my 51st birthday. So we get down there, and look at this. We get our own little area off to the side. We're enjoying ourselves, getting a Corona or two going there. Then David gets his. He gets the Ricky Jr. burger. Look at that, baby. Two big patties, two kinds of cheese. Some beautiful crispy bacon on the top of that. Yes, they need a dagger to stick through this bad boy. Oh, it was good. And he polished it off. He did. He may look a little on the lightweight side, but no, he's got a big appetite. He took her down. Then came the main event. Look at that. Let's just all pause for a minute. And everyone asks, did I take that thing down? Yes, I did. I did. Now, 3/4 of it was in the restaurant. 1/4 of it was while watching Saturday Night Live about 2 hours after this. But that evening, before midnight, because you turn into a pumpkin if you don't eat it all. Oh, I took it down. And just because you make a food that makes people go, holy cow, that's huge. You could easily bite into something here that doesn't taste good. But that is not the case here, which is what makes this insanely awesome. Is not only is it huge, but like every bite. Because how do you eat this thing? You have to deconstruct it. But there's beef, bacon, cheese, and lettuce and tomato in every bite. And oh, I'm hungry again. Oh, this is like, so it's not one that you'll have every weekend, but I could have one or two a year. And it's heaven. I think my family got tired of me like, oh, this is so good. Oh, my God, this is so good. That was the conversation for the rest of the meal. Oh, I can't wait for Christmas. I'll see you at Christmas. I'll see you Christmas time. We'll do it again. Oh, yeah. Oh, and then I had to have cake. And here Dizzy is helping me having my birthday cake. And there he is. He's excited for cake, too. And he's like, Dad, can I help you blow out the candles? I'm like, I've never seen a dog blow out the candles, and we would get very famous on TikTok if we were able to make that happen, but I'm old and it's my birthday. Ah, good shot. Oh, there I am with barbecuing. That is the best part of the birthday, being with family. Okay, and oh, thank you, Curtis. Oh, Curtis is up early this morning baking over at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Good morning, Curtis. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Speaking of Kuiper's Family Bakery, stop on by, get yourself some cinnamon buns on this holiday. I wonder if they're open. Cinnamon buns, fresh buns, hot dog, hamburger buns. Man, they are your headquarters for all the goodies that you know and love at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Of course, the sausage rolls are a birthday favorite, but number one in my books are the pizza buns. Pizza buns, and Curtis knows it. It's an addiction. I constantly am playing a little game I like to call, can I get home before ripping the bag open? And I always win that game, even if I lose, because if I lose, the bag is open and I have failed in my mission, but I am enjoying one of their beautiful pizza buns. At Kuiper's Family Bakery, and you should too. And again, the best hamburger and hot dog buns you'll find in all of Manitoba at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasties. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. Don't forget that your opportunity to win $10,000 for you and $10,000 for your community. Together we win with Co-ops of Westman. And until October the 23rd, you can win $10,000 for you and $10,000 for your community, plus weekly prizes of co-op gift cards and shopping sprees. Spend at least $50 at your Co-ops of Westman food stores or gas bars, then upload your receipt online and you're entered to win. No purchase necessary. Terms and conditions apply. Get full details at togetherwewin.crs. That's Heritage Co-op, Pemina Co-op, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepawa Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too. A quick reminder, we're going to have a live stream show in Brandon. It's been a while. But we're going to be live streaming the Tyler Glenn Show from Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, one of the service bays there, this Saturday. Why? Well, because Thanksgiving is coming up and we need to get your tires inspected. So coming up this Saturday, we'll be live streaming from 10 until noon. Now, this event goes from 10 until 2. This is the Tire Safety and Thanksgiving Food Drive Day. So if you've got a couple of cans of non-perishables, we'd love to have you swing by. Okay, here's how the day is going to unfold. We're going to be live streaming. We're going to ask you to bring down some non-perishables. Even a can or two would be fantastic with Thanksgiving coming up. And they will do a free tire inspection on your tires. Tell you, hey, you're good to go. You've probably got another 5,000 kilometers or 10,000 or maybe you need some new tires. But here's the thing. Regardless, whether you need new tires or they're perfect, if they're perfect, it doesn't matter. Good, bad, ugly, you get a $20 Shell gas fuel card. How cool is that? So you just show up, you get a $20 Shell gas fuel card when you come and see us for Wheels and Meals Tire Safety and Thanksgiving Food Drive Day at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express on Saturday. The stream is 10 until 12 Central Time on Saturday, and the event itself will take place from 10 until 2, okay? Keep that in mind, and we will hopefully gather some food for our friends at the food bank for Thanksgiving, and should be a lot of fun. And this week, we're going to be talking a fair amount about a concert that is coming up. If you're a fan of Huey Lewis in the News, it's called Hip to Be Square, Thursday, October the 10th, 8 p.m., Huey Lewis in the News experience from some of Brandon's best musical talent. Prepare to be brought back in time with all your favorite hits from Huey, featuring Brandon's own Kenny and the Horns of Rock and Roll. The doors open at 7. Tickets are $46.50. Your price includes tax and service charge, and they're available at the WMCA box office or by calling 204-728-9510. I want a new drug. I want a new drug. What's your favorite Huey Lewis song? Everybody loves Huey Lewis in the News. Look at this crew. They are ready to rock and roll. Hip to be square. A fun Thursday night out at the WMCA. Call the WMCA for details on how you can get tickets. Go with some girls. Go with some friends from work. Have some fun. Relive the 80s with Huey Lewis and the News. Hip to be square. Huey Lewis and the News experience.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
A chance to stay at Prince's Purple Rain House. This is pretty amazing. $7 to stay in Prince's Purple Rain House. This is in Minneapolis. This is the house where he grew up, apparently. And it's not very big. Prince fans will be given the opportunity to live how the iconic music star lived for a small fee. Lisa and Wendy of The Revolution. Remember the band The Revolution? They restored his childhood home in Minneapolis, and they're making it available on Airbnb October 26th to November the 14th. For 25 consecutive nights, fans will be allowed to book a one-night stay in this house for up to 4 guests for $7 per person. A nod to Prince's favorite number. You a fan of Prince? What Prince song did you like? I used to love Let's Go Crazy. Let's go crazy. They overplay when doves cry. This is what it sounds like when doves cry. Why don't you feel my stomach?
It's got a burger inside. I had a big fat cheeseburger on Saturday. This is what it sounds like when the doves cry.
I just played Doves Cry on my xylophone. Now, is that talent? Is that talent? The doves are crying because I had that big cheeseburger. He does say, touch my stomach. What are you doing? Put your hands back. What are you talking about? Inside this home is Prince's purple velvet wallpaper, an 80s stereo preloaded with songs of Prince. In the closet, some of Prince's favorite outfits are on display behind glass. Now, you cannot touch the glass. You cannot wear his clothes. But Linda and Wendy will provide 80s-inspired outfits for guests to enjoy, including wigs, accessories, and eye makeup. You know there's going to be some pretty awesome TikTok videos that come out of this. So 25 nights of fun at Prince's Childhood Home in Minneapolis for $7. How do we book it? Oh, this is cool. Pictures. You have 4 days to book it, October 2nd to October the 6th, if you're a fan of Prince. So Saturday Night Live aired on, of course, Saturday, and it was kind of it was okay. It was an okay episode. Maya Rudolph was back on, and she played Kamala Harris, of course. And did a pretty decent job. The opening skit, though, some had criticized as being just a little too long.
Well, certainly seems like a party over at the Harris rally. Let's see how it's going now with Donald Trump at his rally, which is entering its third hour.
Where the hell is everyone going? Where are you going?
Oh, we apologize. The Trump campaign is asking us to cut away from his rally and to return instead to Vice President Harris, where the dancing appears to be wrapping up.
She does a perfect Kamala Harris.
All right.
She was the best part of the show on Saturday.
Listen, all right? We got to stay focused, okay? And let me tell you something. If we win... together, we can end the drama-la. End the trauma-la. And go relax in our pajamalas. Because if there's one thing I know, he's back. He's back. Oopsie. All right. You want in?
Yeah.
Come on in. Okay. Hey there. Now.
Yeah. So that's Dana Carvey. You'll recognize him from Wayne's World. Wayne's World, excellent, party on. Yeah, he came on as Joe Biden. Didn't know where he was. This is spot on. Amazing. Vote Biden, not the pajama person, says somebody else. Comments are all just laughing. Best part of SNL was the opening few minutes of it. That was it. There was another special appearance. Who the heck is that guy? The Tim Walz guy. Comedian came on, Jim Gaffigan.
10% rebate on a leaf blower from Menards. What can I say? I got that BDE, Big Dad Energy.
He does a good job.
I got it. I didn't want it, but I got it.
You know, Trump and Vance are weird. All right, and they want the government to control what you do in your bedroom and what books you read. You know, in Minnesota, we have a saying. Mind your damn business. We also have another saying in Minnesota, my nuts froze to the park bench.
Yeah, it's Manitoba too.
Here, folks, when Kamala Harris called me and asked me to be her vice president, I said, yeah. This is personal for me. I love this country. And as a former teacher, I need the money.
So that Jim Gaffigan did Tim Walz, so no Steve Martin. I was hoping it was going to be Steve Martin, but he did a good job, and maybe he'll be back because, you know, the election still is, what, like 40 days? It'll be like 3 or 4 episodes still to go. And
that's
here's
right.
Dana Carvey.
A lot of people forget I'm president, including me. But guess what? And by the way... I think I did a pretty good job.
Folks.
I passed more bills than any president in history. But folks, we still got work to do. No joke. I'm being serious right now. Come on. And guess what? And by the way, the fact of the matter is, the rich don't pay their fair share.
Well, and you know what? We've been making fun of him recycling those speaking terms 4 months before the election even got going. Folks. No, I'm being real here, folks. Seriously, folks. It's driving me crazy. Maybe I'm the only Canadian listening to him speak. It's like, folks. Serious. I'm going to be serious right now. No, I'm telling you. No, I really mean it. Listen, folks. It's just like, oh my God, can you say something, please? Say something consequential. Now that SNL is back, they can make fun of it. I kind of like the show based on who they have as the guest host. Like, whenever they have somebody from the Five Timers Club, I don't know, they seem to up their game quite a bit. I really like that. Molly doesn't watch it anyways. You didn't miss a whole lot. Like Nick says, weekend update was good. And the opening was good. The rest of it was kind of a snooze fest. But I had to watch it. It's still my favorite show. I want to see them poke fun at more people. Come on now. Poke fun at some more people. Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa is going to be a great place to keep your summer going, even though the weather has turned cold. And you're saying, oh, I like that warm weather. Here's the thing. Summer doesn't have to end. On this show and at the Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa. Until the end of October, they've got a relax and unwind special at the Nordic Spa, a one-night package in a deluxe room with two Clarso Nordic Spa passes, just $268. The two-night package is $398, and that gets your passes to the Clarso Spa, too. It's hot. It's beautiful. It's relaxing. You are going to love it. I promise. Tyler approved. And you can get some additional spa passes for $59, should you wish. Again, that is at Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa at beautiful Clear Lake. At Leon's Furniture Superstore, other than the taxes and fees, take 50 months to pay with 0% interest. Buy two appliances, get the third for 50% off. And as we've mentioned before, the L2 brand is the generic store brand at Leon's. But this quality premium furniture and appliances, not only a great price, but they're backed by the exclusive longer warranty than some of the other products that they sell at Leon's. So, insider trading here, insider baseball. Ask for L2 by Leon's. L2. And you will find amazing quality at a super budget price. With our friends at Leon's, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. App Law Office, meeting your legal needs when it comes to buying or selling a home. Talk to a guy this weekend who said, I went and saw Andrew and said, hey, I recently bought a, it was a recreational property. And I'm thinking, who am I going to get to seal the deal? I need a lawyer now. Oh, Tyler's always talking about App Law Office. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. App Law Office, yes, for real estate, for wills, and for corporate law. And you'll always remember they're across from the RBC on 18th Street. That's all you need to know. AppLawOffice.ca. You can follow them on social media or just remember the name when it comes time for needing a lawyer. Or Auto Fashion if you need to get some scratches or dents repaired. Auto Fashion is MPI and SGI accredited. They'll take care of all those scratches and dings, and they'll give you a courtesy card. And even if they're doing an insurance claim, they're going to give you a $50 restaurant gift card, okay? They'll also do the inside of your vehicle. It's not fine auto. It's not detailing. It's fine auto finishing at Auto Fashion. They'll take care of you and ceramic coating and paint protection too. Auto Fashion at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet. Next to the car wash, look for the big green A's. All right, next up on the show, TikTok's edible amputated hands. This is something cool that you could make for Halloween and freak everybody out at your Halloween party. Look at this charcuterie board. Okay, to the left, we are seeing some wonderful meats. We're seeing some cold cuts here, some salami. We're seeing some corned beef. We're seeing some ham. And then to the right, we're seeing a hand. That's what you want to do for Halloween, is you want to freak out your guests. Can I get a hand in here, please? Oh, yeah, you can. We'll be right there. TikTok's edible haunted hands. Oh, is it ever spectacular.
Favorite showstoppers for a Halloween display, and it's 100% edible. To a bowl, combined room temperature cream cheese with parsley, chive, dill, salt, pepper, garlic powder, and onion powder. Lay a sheet of parchment paper down, trace out your hand and lower arm, then place another sheet of parchment paper on top. Add on 5 panino rolls and 2 prosciutto-wrapped mozzarella logs. Add in herb cream cheese to fill in the gaps and smooth out any imperfections. Place prosciutto slices over, covering all cream cheese, including in between the fingers. For an extra touch, I cut red onion in the shape of nails and secured on with more cream cheese. Full recipe below. I hope you try this for your next Halloween party and follow along for 50 Halloween-inspired recipes.
Okay, I'm going to post this on my website at tylerglennshow.com so that you can make this and freak people out with your hand. Can I get a hand? Ah! Oh, I'm going to eat a hand. And it's kind of genius. And I love cream cheese. Oh, man, it's a cream cheese dip inside of meat. Meat and cheese, completely keto-friendly. You've got to make that. You've got to make that. I'll post that again, like I say, on my website, tylerglennshow.com, complete with the recipe so you can freak people out at your Halloween party. I want to say thank you for being here for the show today. I really do appreciate it. Thank you, Sunseekers. For joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun, once again tomorrow at 7 o'clock Central for more food, fun, places, and mayhem. Have a great Monday. Stay warm, stay dry, stay out of the wind if you can. And we will do this again tomorrow at 7 a.m. as we slide into a new month, October. And some cooler weather. But there'll be a beach chair waiting for you, I promise. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Thanks, guys.